The RMBBR Business Confidence Index declined 6 notches to 39 index points in the second quarter. It follows a much improved BCI level in the first quarter of 45, which jumped 11 points from the previous quarter. So to unpack the latest number, I'm joined by Etienne Leroux. He's Chief Economist at RMB. Thanks very much for joining us, sir. The first quarter, thank you. The first quarter print proved too good to be true, with the second quarter backsliding. What happened, do you think?
Yeah, so the drop in the second quarter is disappointing, but I think easy to explain. Mm. What is very important is that business activity remained quite weak across the board in the five sectors that we cover. And then in addition to that, we had Ramaphosa fading a little bit in the context of a couple of things. The petrol prices have increased dramatically, but remember, tax rates also went up, VAT in particular. We certainly have seen over the last couple of weeks and months the global backdrop becoming a little bit less favorable, not only for South Africa, but for emerging markets generally. The currency has weakened. That's good news for some, but bad news for others in our survey. Mm-hmm. And then obviously we also had the land reform debate that is becoming quite a bit heated, to say the least.
We'll come on to that.
You put all of these factors together, I think you can explain why confidence dropped in the second quarter. Mm.
Your survey is broken down into a number of sectors. You said five sectors. So what did you see in terms of the building contracting sector?
The building and contracting construction sector, it was actually the sector where we saw the smallest change in confidence. It only dropped about 4 points to a level of 37. The big changes, however, were in new vehicle dealer sector and amongst manufacturers. And in the case of manufacturers, the index dropped 10 points to a very low level of 27. That takes us back to levels we saw in the first half of 2017. And in the case of new vehicle dealers, in the second quarter, the index dropped 17 points. I must be quick to add that most sectors in the first quarter saw very strong increases in confidence, and obviously helped at the time by, you know, changes in leadership in the new cabinet and all sorts of other things. So the index, the declines have come from a relatively high base in Q1. Mm-hmm.
When we look and zone in on the vehicle sector, I take it obviously because when you're buying a car, we're talking about quite substantial quantums. So that one percentage point increase in VAT must have been quite material.
Well, that, but also remember the budget contained information about import tariffs for luxury imported goods, cars, among others. So that was in addition to the increase in the VAT. So we suspect that a lot of consumers actually brought forward their purchases to the first quarter to preempt not paying more. Because of the higher tax rates. Mm. And then what basically happened is that sales volumes got an artificial boost in the first quarter only to disappoint in the second quarter. I don't think it only applied to new vehicle dealers. I think it certainly also affected sales volumes of retailers of other expensive durable goods like furniture, electrical appliances and so forth.
Mm. And then yesterday we come on to that issue that you touched on earlier. The IMF suggested that South Africa needs to be more clear in its land policy. Did you broach this topic with the businesses you surveyed, and how much is the uncertainty around this issue affecting sentiment, if at all?
No, definitely. It's not a specific question that we asked our respondents, but purely the fact that this has been debated for quite some time now, it's in the press, it's in the media, our respondents are aware of it. No doubt they would have taken notice of it. Has it been impacting business confidence? Absolutely, and not in a positive way. Mm. In actual fact, if you listen to what the IMF has told South Africa and government yesterday, what you should be doing in order to boost confidence, investment, growth, etc., one of the issues was, number one, to give us better clarity around legislation in mining, and number two, to also give us much better clarity around exactly what the government's plans are with regards to land reform. So to the extent that they have identified this as a factor, this depressing confidence, the sooner we get answers on this, the better.
Hmm. With all the factors that we've raised, the higher petrol prices and an expectation of continued increases, the Reserve Bank indicating that indeed they do expect that inflation is going to is going to go up, oil prices being quite elevated, a whole load of issues. Given all of these, how do you see business confidence going forward?
It's a tricky question because it obviously depends in which sector you're operating. If the currency were to weaken more dramatically, that's going to be good news for our exporters. It will help their profitability, boost their confidence. But retailers, it will be bad news for them as inflation goes up and lo and behold, the interest rates. Let's hope that that's not the case. So it depends on the sector. That being said, the fact that business confidence, despite the drop in the second quarter, is still in an upward trend. A year ago, the index was 29, now it is 39. I think the important thing is for us to preserve that increase and to make it a more lasting one, there are a couple of things that the government can do. Just stick to the basics. Give us the clarity on mining regulations, help reduce the uncertainty around the land reform, make it easier for companies to import scarce skills, so relax those visa regulations, et cetera, et cetera. And I think we will be surprised by how big a boost business confidence can get and the economy at large.
Let's remain hopeful. Thanks very much. That was Etienne Leroux. He's the chief economist at RMB.